770 AM, and you are tuned into Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie. It's a beautiful Friday morning. How are you feeling this morning, Dr. Leslie?
Top of the world, V.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So am I.
Not a cloud in the sky outside. I just have one of those mornings driving here.
Uh-huh.
Where you're just kind of looking out and you're noticing what's around you and you're able to just look up into the sky and feel this whole wave of gratitude.
Oh, there we go. I love it.
I felt that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was able to step out of the busy-mindedness of the day and the traffic and all that and just move into that bigger picture for a little bit.
Oh, like, what a beautiful place.
Everything feels beautiful from that place.
That's right.
Which, you know what, that might sound so corny, but in a few minutes I'm actually going to share with where that conversation started for me and has started for many people that I've worked with since that moment.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about that in a little bit as we move along with our conversation about pain.
Oh, yes.
There's a contrast in that topic.
Yes, there is.
So, yes, we are now moving forward with our Pain to Gain series.
Mm-hmm.
And first, we're going to recap last week's, you know, we're talking about physical pain.
That's right.
Listeners, what we're doing, and for those of you who are new, just now tuning in with us, we're actually holding the conversation about moving from pain to gain, moving from being and feeling like a victim of pain in life, whether it's through our body, our mind, our circumstances.
That's right.
To getting the gift that pain has to bring to us
all. And it does. What a special gift.
Moving into a much more empowered place and self-mastery to where we're much better able to direct our lives when we understand what communication pain is bringing and how to follow the guidance from it so that we move more into the zone.
Want to be in the zone.
Okay.
And good morning. I'm so sorry to everyone else in the room. We do have the rest of the Holistic Living crew here with us. BG.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing, Charlotte?
All right. We have Darius over here.
Hello, hello.
And Mr. A. I'm just going to call you Mr. A.
That's cool. How's everybody doing out there, Charlotte?
Everybody with us?
Look, and Merck is here as well. As always, you know, we have to give a shout out to the one and only Merck. Okay.
Thank you, Merck.
I feel better now.
Is anybody in pain right now?
No, because see, we've been in tune with the series.
Right.
Out of pain. I'm in gain right now.
Me too.
Okay.
Anyway, and by the way, that's not about weight gain.
No, not at all. Not at all. I'm good on that.
That's about bliss gain.
That's right. Absolutely.
Okay. So here we go. We're going to recap. Okay, this is about how to let go of making pain the enemy and find the friend who holds the key to our happiness, peace, and joy.
Okay.
All right. This is talking about listening to the pain. All right. Now, today we're going to be moving into mental emotional pain, and we're going to discuss balancing brain chemistry naturally.
Naturally.
Yes. Yeah, we're not talking about drugs here.
I love it.
Okay, so those of you who've been on that Prozac for the last 15 years, listen up, because we're going to actually start tapping into steps that you can take to help support your body creating its own neurotransmitters naturally so that you can progressively come off of those chemicals.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
So, and certainly not without guidance from your medical physician. We'll talk about that a bit later.
Okay.
All right. So we're going to be talking about changing thought patterns, thoughts and cellular changes, like how our thinking actually makes changes in the cells in our body.
Yes.
So this is about the mind-body connection. We're actually going to go deeper into some research by a couple of doctors named Bruce Lipton and Candace Pert, who have really come up with our latest leading-edge technology and understanding about the cellular effects of our thought processes.
Wow.
Okay.
And
ultimately, we're talking about stepping into the driver's seat of the mind in our lives. Okay. So, okay, everybody, who remembers what the real cause of pain is? If you put it in a word, resistance. Okay. So, from the mind, what this means is resisting what is at any moment.
Period.
All right? This is fighting life.
Yes.
All right?
Hmm.
So when we resist what's happening at any moment, even in our thinking.
Yes.
And understand that it's natural to do that, but we can actually move into a level of being able to observe our thoughts, observe our beliefs, and start directing our mind in the way that we intend, because we are not our minds. We are not our thoughts.
Come on now.
Right? We are the thinker who's thinking those thoughts, okay? But don't confuse the two.
That's right.
Okay, we can choose what we're thinking, and once we move into that place, there's a whole new world available for us.
All right.
Yeah? Okay, so resisting what is causes contraction, blocked energy, emotional and mental negativity, which when resisted further causes storage of unprocessed energy. Remember, emotion means energy in motion.
Yes.
That's right. It needs to be moving, not trapped, blocked, resisted, and stuck in the body mind. Okay?
Yes.
So when this unprocessed energy gets stuck in the physical body, it causes an energetic dam, as we talked about last week and the week before.
Right.
Okay? We end up with blockages of that natural flow through the body, and when that happens in the physical body over time, it increases and eventually expresses as injury, illness, or disease.
That's right.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
So, understanding what structural, functional, or chemical imbalances exist right now can be helpful. So, when we're talking about that, what I mean is getting a diagnosis or diagnosing yourself. Okay, we can go into an analysis of what's going on with me right now. What condition is my body in right now?
Yes.
Okay, that can be of assistance, but only if we remember that the underlying causes of these problems come from the underlying energetic matrix being distorted.
Okay.
Remember that our physical is actually sitting upon an energetic template.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
All right? True healing does not happen by merely treating symptoms.
Hmm.
All right? If your energetic backlog situation is far progressed, you might choose to treat the surface symptoms while you're addressing the underlying cause.
Right.
Okay? But don't forget that putting out the pain with a painkiller of any sort
is not elimination.
Yeah, it's creating a false circumstance.
Exactly.
It's creating a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and so you might feel ease at the moment, but the truth is something else.
Yes.
And you know that there's a lot of things that we can do in life to end up being painkillers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a lot of life patterns and choices and behaviors in a moment. And can I just bring up one that comes to mind as I'm speaking about it?
Yeah, please do.
Sugar.
Okay, sugar.
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 Okay, and we'll get into that a bit further in a few minutes when we start talking about addictive behavior and drugs.
Okay.
Candace Pert classifies sugar
as a drug.
That's right.
I believe that, especially that white, refined,
that's right,
processed, bleached sugar.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Delicious. Addictive, probably.
Demand.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and in most of the packaged foods that you see on the shelves of your grocery store,
Sugar is already included.
Did you know that they're even putting sugar and salt into pet foods?
I had no idea.
Right, and so what happens is your animals get addicted to sugar and salt,
that's
just
the
like
reason.
You,
they're on
and
the
they want that brand again.
Yes,
that's kind of funny. That's funny you say that, because my dogs, we put them on some new food, and it's like it's real salt. And they're two Yorkies. And they used to as Beneful, which is kind of harder, but it's more nutritious.
Right.
But you put them on the new food, and they're looking at me crazy when I don't have it.
Oh,
and
wow.
And they're like, I'm not eating this.
Wow.
And I'm like, okay. Well, I don't know what you're going to eat, because I don't have
I don't have
food.
Anything else.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, it's true.
That's amazing.
So, if your animal is being quite finicky.
Okay, the finicky animal.
Yeah, you might take a look at the
ingredients.
That's right. Because you might have just gotten, you might just hooked them into that addiction.
Isn't that something? You've drugged the dog.
That's right.
Unconsciously.
Okay, so look, what kind of assistance can we get?
Oh.
Okay, and me too, right? Okay. So, you know, I mean, if you're putting sugar in that coffee, mm-hmm. if you're eating that sugary cereal for breakfast,
right?
And actually, sugar's hidden in a lot of things that we don't normally think of as
That's true.
Carbohydrates that get processed as sugar, it sneaks in. Hmm. It sneaks into our diet. So, in a moment, we're going to talk about what types of assistance is available to aid us.
Okay.
Aid us with the pain so that we can move into shifting from suffering into clearing, healing, and freedom.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
And we're going to start with symptom treatment. Okay. How do we get physical symptom treatment? Most people know about allopathic medicine. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we can get drugs. Remember that drugs are toxic.
Yes.
Remember that drugs can help you greatly in the short run, but they're not going to bring about healing. Okay.
Got it.
So as long as you understand and you see that as a bridge from one place to another, you're going to be working it at its best.
Hmm.
Okay. There's natural symptom treatments. There's herbal. There's other types of symptom treatments that are not toxic in the way that drugs are, but there's still a symptom treatment if that's the level they're working on. Okay.
All right.
There's ice and heat.
Hmm.
Okay. And there's certain circumstances that it's better to use one or the other, but you can actually help to reduce pain with ice and or heat. Now, that's something I want to talk about for just a minute there is the effects of heat.
Okay.
Okay. As a doctor of chiropractic, I've worked with a lot of people over the years who had back or neck pain.
Yes.
And then many other things as well. But if you put heat on your back when you've got back pain, heat does a few things. Okay. It relaxes muscles.
Okay.
It increases blood flow. It opens up your blood vessels so you have more fluid flowing in an area. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
It and when you have spinal pain, which usually involves nerves, you've got pressure around that nerve so that there's like inflammation and swelling involved.
Mm-hmm.
You put heat on that and you're going to increase that.
Ooh,
okay.
Yeah.
Now, the reason that the heat feels better in the moment is because heat overrides pain on the neurological train. So if you say, okay, for a communication to get to the brain, it has to have a seat on the train.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So on the brain train, heat overrides pain. That's why if you hit your head, you reach up there with your hand, you start rubbing it and go, you know, the friction creates heat and it masks the pain for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or you smack your thumb into the door, you might stick it in your mouth or squeeze it with your hand.
Right.
Okay.
I used to have like a, it's real funny, a sock filled with rice. I used to put it in the microwave and heat it up. And that's all we used to do. And I learned that from like this doctor, like when I was real little, like in kindergarten class.
Wow, the rice sock. I love it.
Yes, and there was an ancient like Chinese culture that they used to do, and that's where she learned it from. And so whenever someone used to get hurt, we used to just put socks in the microwave.
Man, go get the sock. Go get the sock.
Yes.
Okay, now remember that heat is only masking the pain.
Right.
It's doing nothing to help you heal.
You're just on that train, and the heat is masking the pain.
And if you have nerve irritation, okay, or you have swelling and inflammation, the heat is actually going to make the swelling and inflammation worse. Okay, so it might feel better in the moment, and then an hour or two later, it's going to feel worse.
Wow.
Okay, when it comes down to that kind of nerve pain, ice can be your best friend.
Okay.
Okay.
That's
because it takes the fluids away. It takes the fluids away and takes that pressure down, so you have less swelling, less pressure on the nerve, and it can actually help to soothe the inflammation and irritation there. You know, it might take a couple of hours, but it definitely makes a big difference.
Well, let me just say that just remember that ice can be your best friend in times of pain and swelling. You're listening to 103.3 FM, 1370 AM, Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie. Please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
listening to WGIV. WGIV. WGIV, the soul of Shannon.
Don't touch the dial.
Hi, I'm attorney Craig Asbel. At Asbel Styles, we're a full-service injury firm with over 20 years of combined experience in the Charlotte area. We're licensed in both North Carolina and South Carolina, and we handle all types of personal injury matters, whether it's an auto accident, workers' compensation, or Social Security disability. We've taken on all the major insurance companies, and we know how to win. Let us fight for you. You never pay an attorney fee unless we recover a settlement for you. But at Asbel Styles, it's not just about the settlement. It's about taking care of you, the client. We understand that when you've been injured, it can be a difficult and confusing time for you and your family. At Asbel Styles, we have an experienced and caring staff that'll look out for your interest, give you professional advice, and will always be there when you have questions. At Asbel Styles, we give you the support you need and the justice you deserve. So call us at 704-926-9250 or find us on the web at yourcharlottelawyer.com.
I wanted to add a little excitement to my life, so I got some cheerleaders to follow me around and make my everyday moments exciting.
After you brush, it's important to floss. Show that plaque you know who's boss.
Or when I exercise.
Jason, he's so great, he's running fast to lose some weight.
But I started to realize I didn't want them there all the time.
Hey, that was not a complete stop. You're lucky there was not a cop.
I couldn't take that anymore. So I ditched the cheerleaders.
Aww.
And started playing Carolina Cash 5 from the North Carolina Education Lottery.
Yay!
It's all the excitement I need. Jackpots start at $50,000 and grow bigger fast. Drawings are held every night at 11:22 p.m. You can pick your own numbers or just ask for a quick pick. So it's easy to add excitement to your everyday. Carolina Cash 5. Tonight could be your day.
Must be 18 to play. Approximate overall odds of winning are 1 in 8.8. Problem gambling helpline, 877-718-5543.
Charlotte and the surrounding areas, this Saturday and every Saturday, join the Caribbean Connection as they broadcast live at Mama's Caribbean Grill, 1504 Central Avenue. Join Vinroy Reed as he brings you roots rock reggae, calypso, business connections, and much more. That's this Saturday and every Saturday. Join the Caribbean Connection as they broadcast live, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. at Mama's Caribbean Grill, 1504 Central Avenue. The Caribbean Connection, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. only on WGIV 103.3 FM. The soul of Charlotte.
Get online and check us out on the web at WGIVCharlotte.com. Listen live.
Live.
Check out the latest music videos and what's happening in and around your city.
Two, three,
four. Log on now. Log on now to WGIVCharlotte.com.
We are back with Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie and the rest of the Holistic Living crew, myself, VZen included. You're on 103.3 FM, 1370 AM. Let's get into it again, Dr. Leslie. That was good information.
Yes, welcome back. So we wanted to recap again about what we covered last week as far as ways to clear that energetic backlog in the body. And we talked about the power of detoxing.
Right.
Remember that?
I do.
Okay, so let's just recap for those who are tuning in today. How do we detox? Okay, there's a few steps that you can take to actually start clearing the backlog of poisons that are set up in your body. And by the way, please understand that toxins are stored in your fat cells.
Yes.
Okay, so when you have an overabundance of toxins in your body beyond what your body's able to clear in the moment, it will try to take them out of circulation within you so that you can function better without those poisons affecting you, right?
Right.
So they get stored in your fat cells. And when you start going, when you start taking steps to decrease the new toxins coming in.
Yes.
Then that's what we call a detox process, okay?
Yes.
When you stop bringing new toxins in, your body will recognize that it's got an opportunity to release the toxins that you've already got stored.
Wow.
Okay.
What a body.
That's how detoxing works. So when you go on a detox diet, say, you might go on a real clean diet for a period of time, or even take herbs or, you know, other supplements that actually help your body release toxins,
yes,
and you eat a clean diet, your body will get busy at releasing the toxins it already has stored, and you might feel pretty rotten for a little bit.
It's okay, okay? But it's okay.
Right? And that's why people detoxing, they might get headaches, mm-hmm. they might feel nauseous, irritable.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did a diet because back in high school, I was on the wrestling team, and I lost like 15 pounds in less than 2 weeks. And the bad thing was, when I got in the match, my body was all out of sync.
Okay.
And I was just like, can you picture like a rubber band or a slinky, okay, and picture that as my arms? And
wow.
It's just going everywhere. I couldn't do anything.
The slinky arm wrestler. Okay.
Okay. So don't be detoxing when you've got an important physical event like
exactly.
this. Okay. So get the toxins out first and then rebalance, you know. So I hear what you're saying there. And it is true. Okay. When we are detoxing, we're really not at our best. But it's the end result that we're aiming for.
Yes,
okay. Once
absolutely.
You go through that, you will be so much brighter, lighter, and connected in your body. And certainly it gives your body the free energy then to be able to clear diseases, illnesses that it hasn't been able to before. I'm
right.
not saying that's the only step for every disease, but certainly you're going to have a lot higher likelihood mm-hmm. of your well-being being able to come through when you decrease that backlog of toxins that the body's holding.
That's right.
Okay. So how else do we get rid of toxins in the life? Well, we can live a less toxic lifestyle.
Okay.
Okay. Now, we talked about a couple of things that are bringing toxins in last week that are outside of our diet. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is the chemicals that we inhale in the shower.
Right.
Okay. And drink through our water. That's part of our diet. But when we're taking a shower, you've got chlorine and fluoride from the water that becomes a gas form, and you're inhaling that.
Mm.
Okay. And get toxicity from that. So you can learn about methods that toxins are coming into your life,
yes,
outside of your diet, and then start taking steps to clear those, like a household water cleansing system,
mm-hmm.
that sort of thing. So having a less toxic lifestyle beyond your diet,
yes,
making choices that are going to be introducing you to less toxins. And by the way, we can also have less toxic thoughts.
All right.
Did you know that your thoughts even make a change in your chemistry, and your body creates its own toxins when we've got stinking thinking going on?
Knowing that is essential.
Yeah. And your body will actually move into more of an acidic state when you're aggravated, frustrated, and irritated.
All right, no more stinking thinking.
Yes. Can you say it again?
No more stinking thinking.
Stinking thinking.
Yeah.
Stinking thinking.
Yeah. Okay, now there's also some help that we can get from therapists around. There's actually some therapies to help rid your body of toxins from outside your body.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is a detoxification foot bath.
Love that. Love that. Okay. Let me just say,
sounds
love
right.
that.
I experienced one of those.
Yes, tell us about it.
Oh, man, it was refreshing. I mean, I did not know that I had was walking around carrying so much in me, you know?
Right.
But after seeing and feeling the results, it's like my frequency went up.
Mm-hmm.
I feel good right now. I got to say it.
All right, you look good. You look like you feel good.
Skin was clearer.
Right.
The whole nine. It really helped me.
Eyes brighter.
Yes, indeed.
That is true. That is true. So there is an ionic foot bath where the body releases toxins through the pores and the feet.
Yes.
Okay. And as it does, there's often a change in the water color.
Oh, yeah. So how often can I get one of those?
Those things actually put a charge on the cells in the body to where the body continues to release those toxins for 48 hours.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. So it's recommended that you wait 2 days in between the ionic detox foot bath.
I appreciate
okay?
you telling me that. Yes. Thank you.
So there's other tools that are like colon cleanses
mm-hmm.
and detoxing herbs, and there's herbal body wraps.
Yes.
That actually pull toxins out the skin.
Mm.
Saunas do the same thing,
okay,
in a different way. There's lymphatic drainage, massage, and exercise. So these are just things that speed up
mm-hmm.
your own body's release of toxins.
Gotcha.
Okay, so if you cut back on the amount of toxins you're bringing in
mm-hmm.
and you speed up the amount of toxins that are clearing, then your body's going to be working at a lot higher level.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Love it. Very important.
All right. So, you know, what other methods of assistance are out there to help our bodies rebalance and clear from those blockages that end up resulting in physical pain? Okay, another method is energy enhancing and vibrational medicine. Okay, now I'm going to just go through a little list of that and say that after we've completed the Pain to Gain series, we are going to go more deeply into what holistic therapies exist out there in the world and actually bring in some local practitioners and interview so that we and our listeners can learn more about what options are available right now to help people be more whole and well in every aspect of their lives. Okay, acupuncture is one form of energy enhancing medicine. Okay, Bach flower remedies. Reiki and other forms of hands-on healing.
All right.
That's where people are actually using their hands and their own ability to work with the energetic field to help clear energetic blockages in the body and in the energetic body around the physical. There's homeopathy, which is a form of vibrational medicine. Naturopathy, which uses plants and herbs from the earth. Network spinal analysis is an energetic type of chiropractic care that actually helps open up flow through the spinal column, through the nervous system itself. And it actually causes the brain to become aware of where there's tension stored within the body, and the body develops its own self-correcting strategies to release tension itself. I mean, the blessing of that is that when your body figures out what to do for itself, it'll always be able to do that.
That's
a lot different than someone fixing something for you. There's acutonics, which is sound healing, and there's a number of various therapies that are working with light. So sound and light have moved into our realm of healing and helping the body and mind to become lighter, clearer, and able to express health and well-being.
We just did sound healing.
So, you know, for all those listeners out there, let's get into the light. You're listening to Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie on 103.3 FM, 1370 AM. Please continue to listen. We have so much more to share. Stay tuned.
This is Barack Obama.
This is Usher.
This Life Jet is right here.
What's happening? This is your boy Trey Songz, baby. You know what it is.
You're listening to WGIV, the soul of Charlotte. But if you're talking about
money, you should talk to me. Are you tired of being told no one needs your credit improved? Do you want to learn how to recognize a great investment opportunity or get tax write-offs like a mega corporation? Well, tune into Money Talk with Atiyah Harris every Monday through Friday at 12 noon. Money Talk is a dynamic talk show designed to educate individuals on various financial subject matters, such as real estate investment, insurance options, financial planning, and pave a road to your financial freedom. Turn your dial to WGIV every Monday through Friday at 12 noon on 103.3 FM, 95.3 FM, 1370 AM, 1490 AM, streaming worldwide at WGIV.charlotte.com. If you have
dreams to make it to the top, don't worry about the haters, cause the haters gon' knock. Well, I ain't gon' stop.
You're listening to WGIV, WGIV on
103.3. We are back with Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie on 103.3 FM, 1370 AM. And I believe you have to get what's real in order to heal. Dr. Leslie?
Oh, that was so good, V. And wait. And here's another phrase for what we're going into right now.
All right.
You have to feel it to heal it.
Okay, now.
Okay?
Yes,
what you
it.
Are disconnected from and what you're blocking out with pain relief, painkillers in any form, is not going to be healed. You're not getting that connection to be able to feel what the body's communication to you is.
Mm-hmm.
So know that if you're numbing the pain at the moment, it's okay as long as you understand that that's what you're doing.
Okay.
And in your right timing, you need to feel it and get into it. All right.
All right.
That's the way that we truly heal mentally, emotionally, and physically.
All right. Now.
Okay. Now, today we're going into stress and emotional pain. I just want to start by saying, do you guys know what the CDC is?
The Centers for Disease Control?
That's correct. In Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes, the Centers for Disease Control.
That's right. Center for Disease Control tells us that over 85% of illnesses are stress-related. So the mind-body connection is greater than most people realize. And
right.
Illnesses in the body can definitely be caused by what's happening in the mind.
Hmm.
Okay. So what we're wanting to do is actually help our listeners and ourselves go deeper into an understanding of what the causes of these stresses are.
Yes.
Okay. And one big cause of stress itself is not merely the circumstances around us, but how we're perceiving and responding to our circumstances, what our thoughts and beliefs are, and what we're telling ourselves about what that means.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you're running late for work, or you just had a car accident, or you didn't get the promotion that you wanted, or your marriage is failing, okay?
Okay.
And whatever transition in life we're going through, if we're holding a judgment that and beliefs about that transition that says something's wrong here, or has fear of potential unwanted outcomes in life, we will create stress in our own minds, which will create stress in the body.
Mm.
Okay. So, and when I talk about moving out of that downward spiral and loss of well-being that comes from the way we're thinking, it might be not quite what most people would assume as far as moving into just positive thought, because avoiding feelings that we think are bad and stopping our own emotions from being felt causes trapped emotions in the body mind.
Ooh.
So just turning your back on your own feelings saying, no, I'm not going to feel that, or denying it is not the answer either.
Okay, now.
Okay, because this can really clog up our system. Okay, the effects of avoiding our feelings can contract, twist, tighten, and deform the body physically. I'm talking muscles and bones.
Right.
You know, have you ever noticed, who in the room has ever noticed your shoulders getting high and pulling up in a contracted way when you're stressed?
Yeah.
That's what happens.
I have a tendency of doing that all the time. Like a lot of times, my family members, they'll say, Aaron, you know, relax your shoulders because I'm standing like this all the time.
Yeah.
This is a bad habit, you know. So it's like, you got to relax a little. But I notice that when I'm more relaxed, stress-free, you know, and it's like, I'm okay.
You know, I'm opposite. People get mad at me because I'm too relaxed. I don't understand.
Wow, here we go.
I don't understand. It's like, oh, man, you really need to do something. I don't understand why you're not mad. I'm like, I am mad on the inside.
Wow.
I just don't want to express it.
Well, now I think that might be what we're talking about. If you're just holding that madness on the inside and you're not engaging with it, and there's a fine line,
fine line.
I mean, truly, if you're feeling it and releasing it in the moment and you've just got peace around it, then good for you, okay? But a lot of times we will do an automatic disconnect. When feelings come up that we don't want to engage with, and the nervous system actually feels overwhelmed by an event, and has too much information to process all at once, there can be a tendency to lock away, kind of stuff away in Pandora's box, those feelings and thoughts of the moment, all right? And disconnecting from that doesn't mean that it's gone, okay? I just want to say that that stuff will sit
fester.
There. Yes. Yeah. It will start to grow.
All right now.
Okay. And we add to a collection back there in the background. Eventually, it's got to come out. And I want to tell you, it's either going to come out through your emotional expression in probably a pretty imbalanced way once it's been sitting there for a while.
Okay.
Or through your physical body.
Okay.
That's why some of the sweetest, nicest people sometimes end up with cancer.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, because they have not allowed themselves to feel or connect with any of their negative emotions, which get suppressed, and eventually that
negativity... Oh, goodness, you're making me want to scream.
Is going to... Well, there are some cathartic release methodologies.
That's great. It's like,
I'm right there.
You're so sweet. I hope you don't get cancer.
No, I mean, honestly, we're all human beings, and a part of our journey is this whole range of emotions.
Yes.
And you know what? In the Bible, even Jesus got angry, went into the temple where there were money changers, chased them out with whips, and turned the furniture over. Okay, there are healthy times, places, and ways of connecting with all emotions and expressing them in the moment, okay? And we're going to talk more about that next week as well. We're going to be going into the emotional ladder and how to choose the next best thought.
Okay, Doc, but with the stress thing, right, and the stress and the pain, say you stressed out and you in pain.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, goodness.
You're dealing with a double whammy right now.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. So, you know, that's when a lot of times when there's just so much overwhelm, the mind and the body at the same time, it helps to get some assistance.
Wow.
Okay, this is where someone else being willing to reach out and ask for help can be your greatest step forward. Okay,
wonderful.
Because there are professionals that can help you at least start to work with one area of the pain, okay, and the overwhelm, so that you can get so to speak, you can get back on your feet and start to move forward on your own. But this is why there are the practitioners that are out there that are helping people move and helping give them tools to help themselves shift out of the stress and the pain.
Would you consider the stress and the pain depression as a combination of the two?
It can lead to depression. Okay. I'm not saying that it always is depression, and that is something that we want to talk about in just a few minutes, because depression is something that's rampant in this
country.
It
is rampant. You're listening to 103.3 FM, 1370 AM Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
listening to WGIV.
WGIV.
WGIV, the soul of Charlotte.
Don't touch the dial.
This is Holistic Living with Dr. Leslie on 103.3 FM, 1370 AM. Let me just say that this show today is brought to you by one of our favorite restaurants. It's Firewater out there at 8708 J.W. Clay Boulevard in the UNCC area. Firewater.com if you need to get in contact with them or make reservations for their Sunday brunch, which goes on each and every Sunday from 10 to 2. And also the one and only Robbie Price Agency, an insurance agent from the heart, at 8439 Davis Lake Parkway, Suite A3. Free cup of coffee out there with a quote from Mr. Price. You can reach him at the RobbiePriceAgency.com. Also, if you are in Charlotte and you need to know what's going on, visit CharlotteQC.com. That is our website where we give you all things Charlotte all day, every day. And also, let me just give a shout out to the producer of the show, Paper Mirrors, who is not with us today in studio, but he is always with us in spirit. How's everyone here on the Dr. Leslie Show now? I'm feeling great. I'm feeling game.
I'm feeling hungry.
I'm gaining this knowledge that Dr. Leslie, you know, she putting out here in the universe, trying to help
indeed.
Everybody out with this knowledge. I hope everybody else getting the same thing that I'm receiving from it.
Yeah, me too.
I
yeah.
think Glenn still got a little pain going on.
Oh, wait a minute
now. Yeah, it's a little pain still there, Doc, you know. But it's like you say, it's a process.
Yes.
Within this process, you got to be able to cope with that pain, but you don't have to live with that pain.
That's true.
Once
all right.
you realize that, exactly. like she was saying about the way you think, you got to change your thinking about
I like
the
that.
That's right.
Detox your mind.
Don't forget that pain is helping to direct us to our most right path. Okay?
Woo!
Whether it's the physical body or the mental pain, okay?
Right.
We need to start listening
mm-hmm.
to life itself and getting the direction.
Wow.
Okay? Pain brings that to us. Now, I just want to talk for a minute about what brings mental emotional well-being. Okay, today I've brought 4 points forward that I want to touch on, and one is balanced brain chemistry.
All right.
Okay. So from a chemical perspective, there are some things that have happened in recent decades in this country
yes.
that contribute to rampant imbalanced brain chemistry for the population here. Okay, and I would say that this leads to a large number of people being on medication for depression and anxiety.
Okay.
Okay, one thing is that nutrition, our foods have changed. The soils have been depleted.
Yes.
From the mineral content that they would naturally have.
And that's just the truth?
And so with a lack of minerals, we end up with chemical imbalances in the body
mm-hmm.
that lead to weaknesses and can lead to brain chemistry
yes.
imbalances
yes.
as well. Okay.
Sugar crash.
So, you know, and there are some things that we can do specifically, consciously, knowingly with our diet
mm-hmm.
to actually help bring about better brain chemistry balance. And we'll be going deeper into that next week. There's a morning program where we bring in particular nutrients and amino acids in a certain sequence
okay.
along with breathing and a detox regime that actually helps your body create its own neurotransmitters so that we're not having to do something unnaturally
right.
to increase that, but to where we're manufacturing more of those
the
good
happy.
Feeling. That's right.
Yes.
Those good feeling chemicals that we need.
All right now.
Okay. Now, secondly, emotional well-being is necessitating emotions being in motion. Okay, we need to feel it, acknowledge it, heal it. Don't deny it and suppress it.
All right.
Okay. Thirdly, is complete with the past. Unforgiveness is a leading cause of unhappiness
Ooh.
And cancer.
Complete with the past.
Okay.
Forgive.
That's right.
So you can move on.
This is true.
I love
so
it.
So what about forgiving but never forget?
If you're still remembering on a regular basis, then you're probably in paddling up that river called denial about that forgiveness.
Wow. Okay? Come on now.
Okay. And lastly, there's thought awareness and conscious choices. And when I say that, what I'm meaning is a balanced, peaceful mind is about forgiveness, a softened perspective and love
mm-hmm.
versus an out of balance mind is polarity and rigid thinking. rigidity and the us versus them and resistance to what's around you, mm-hmm. that kind of rigid judgment is the creation of an unbalanced mind. Okay, it's really hard to be mentally and emotionally well mm-hmm. and in peace with yourself in life when you're holding rigid thinking versus forgiveness, basically, and love.
Wow.
And again, that rigid thinking results in a lot of negative emotions and a more acidic body as well.
Okay.
Now, I just quickly want to share my own story about the body-mind connection understanding that I first stepped into.
All right.
Okay. This was when I was in New Zealand a number of years ago. And remember that I have my own spinal issue, which led me into the path that I have gone through in life as a doctor of chiropractic. I had severe spinal curvature as a child and had it fused as a teenager. Mm-hmm. And even with chiropractic care, I always would have about once a year a major spinal breakdown, have a lot of pain with my body. Mm-hmm. Well, one year I had that going on and nothing was helping my pain until I went to see an associate doctor who was working at one of my practices who was doing an energetic chiropractic method.
Wow.
Okay, so I went to see him. He did these little touches that it made me feel like nothing happened. I stood up from the table and just laughed, like, sure. Right? Because he barely touched me.
Yeah.
And I probably would not have gone back if I was paying anything for it. But since he worked for me and, you know, I knew that there were people getting results from what he did, I went back again. And after my third session, I had the first full night's sleep I had in 2 months.